statement by Dr. Eric Carlstrom on Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults.com website. The big lies of 1. 9/11, 2. The global war on terrorism and the national security enterprise, and 3. The catastrophic man-caused global warming climate change fraud are several among many propaganda and coercive psyop deceptions designed by government intelligence services and psychologists. These also function as cover stories to conceal what is really happening. The global warming cover story conceals multi-decadal geoengineering weather warfare operations and technologies, some of which are also capable of mind controlling and influencing entire populations. For example, through the use of phased array antennae, ionospheric heaters such as the HARP facility in Alaska. Ultimately, these big lies are tailored to justify subjugation of domestic populations by global military police and totalitarian fascist world government. The German term for these kinds of psychological operations is Weltanschauungskrieg, or worldview warfare. This is the science of coercion of civilian populations into submission to totalitarian governments. 2 + 2 now equals what the authorities say it does, or else. To achieve their long-sought Luciferic Empire, Judeo-Masonic Illuminati Satanist elites controlling the major nations are waging unconventional electronic, cyber, net-centric, civil military, information, and brain or psychotronic warfare against civilian populations. This fourth-generation warfare deploys special operations forces, SOFs, and psychological operations groups, POGs, of all military branches, government intelligence agencies, FBI, police, private security contractors, first responders, and civilian neighborhood watch, citizens on patrol, and cult religious groups, in conjunction with staged, state-sponsored false flag terror events, and weather warfare, geoengineering, total surveillance, big data, the Global Information Grid, GIG, artificial intelligence supercomputers, PSYOPs, satellite GPS systems, directed energy, non-lethal and neuroweapons, the global neural network or hive mind, no-touch torture, man-machine integrations, and brain-to-computer interface supercomputers for mind and behavioral control of individuals and populations. These technologies identify, track, target, and eliminate innocent civilians, whistleblowers, and critics of government policy, etc., who are secretly and extrajudicially classified as threats, adversaries, enemies, terrorists, etc., through the DHS-FBI Fusion Center system, and then stripped of their constitutionally guaranteed civil rights. Elite planners expect that by the year 2030, AI warfare and brain subjugation systems associated with what I'm calling global government's gang-stalking genocide Gestapo, or G5, will be fully automated and will automatically coordinate the above elements with 5G communications, the Internet of Things, smart cities, smart devices, and the one world brain, the Internet, to create an automated, biorobotized slave society. Two additional related quotes. The first from Dr. Joseph Goebbels, Reich Minister of Propaganda of Nazi Germany, who explained the importance of the big lie at the Nuremberg trials following World War II. Quote, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all its powers to repress dissent. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state." And in 2003, Michael Crichton gave a speech at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco entitled Environmentalism as Religion, in which he stated, "The greatest challenge facing mankind is the challenge of distinguishing reality from fantasy, truth from propaganda. We must daily decide whether the threats we face are real, whether the solutions we are offered will do any good, whether the problems we're told exist are, in fact, real problems or non-problems."